So Chalk 52 is a rotation curation Twitter account. Now, I'm on Twitter quite a lot, but I've never heard that phrase before. What does that mean?
It's quite a fancy term for quite a simple concept, really. It's just the idea that different people take over the account. We've seen accounts that do it daily, monthly. Ours is the idea that it's weekly, so the 52 is 52 weeks in a year, and that means that we have a different person or organisation from Cheltenham on the account, telling the world what they do and how they contribute to Cheltenham each week for a year.
I suppose that sort of the biggest question you're probably asked is why?
Well, we saw, I think the first rotation curation account was at People of Sweden, which was actually Sweden as a country doing a rotation curation account. So we saw that, and we also saw a couple of similar accounts in Bristol, Leeds, Manchester. So we looked ourselves to see if there was one in Gloucestershire or Cheltenham, and there wasn't. And we thought it was such a good idea that, you know, why don't we start one ourselves? And the whole point of it really is just to unearth some like hidden gems, really, and find out more about, you know, the place that we grow up and the place that so many people enjoy as well.
So you've got nearly 10,000 followers on the account. Is that how you measure its success?
I guess so, to a certain degree, yeah. I mean, the success, I think, is better measured by the feedback that we've had from it, because people have really enjoyed it and we're in the second year of it now. For the first year, when we first started it, we weren't even sure that we'd fill 52 spaces. We weren't sure if there were 52 people that would want to take part. So we were pleasantly surprised to have so many different shops, restaurants, people, businesses take part. It really took off. The following grew. And we thought, hang on, we can make a second year out of this and just keep finding out about different people in this town that we didn't know about. It's been really interesting for us as well, actually. Like, we've dined out or gone to shops in places that we had no idea existed beforehand.
So you've already had Cleve Sports Centre, Miss Cheltenham and a few others this year. Tone Radio takes the helm from the 9th, but who else is on the lineup?
Well, we've got some really exciting people this year. In a couple of weeks' time, we've got a guy called Luke Cameron on the account who runs the Good Deed Diary. So he has, I think it was last year, he did a good deed every single day for a whole entire year. And he's had some really good coverage in the past couple of months. He's been like the Daily Mail. He's had some really good national coverage. So we're really excited for him. We've also got a couple of the local theatres on the account. So we've got the Playhouse Theatre, the Everyman Theatre, and we're also really excited to have Cheltenham Races take on the account. So obviously Cheltenham Races is like the biggest event probably in the Cheltenham calendar. So it's fantastic that they're going to be taking a week on Chelt 52.
So you obviously tried to time the ownership of the account with sort of flagship events in Cheltenham?
That's right, yeah. And I mean, like the Cheltenham Playhouse, for example, they take their week is during their 70th anniversary. So we try and tie it in for a week that's really kind of, they have something to celebrate. We've also got the festivals involved, right? So that's another, you know, flagship event in Cheltenham. A lot of people come to the town for the Literature Festival, Science Festival. We've got the Comedy Festival too, which we've both been to for the last couple of years. We love it. And as with you guys, you know, you have the event at the Frog and Fiddle to promote, as it were. Mm-hmm. So that's the focus of your week. But it'll be really interesting to see the behind the scenes aspects of that. So that's the idea behind trying to tie it in with, you know, an appropriate occasion or an event.
And obviously it's on a first-come, first-served basis. People put themselves forward, is that right?
Last year we did it on a first-come, first-served basis, but we found that we had so many more than 52 people want to take part in the account. So this year we did it more of an application process, just more to see sort of how many people wanted to get involved, really. And again, we've had absolutely loads of people want to get involved. So we sort of had to go through each application, really, and sort of figure out, you know, what we think people will be most interested in.
Trying to compile it as like the most diverse lineup as possible. So we have graphic designers, chefs, good deed doers, as you've heard, social groups. It's kind of hard to be snobby about the applications we have, because some of them we think that's interesting, but how will it be for a whole week if it's a particular business? We kind of have to decide what will be interesting.
We've been pleasantly surprised, though, haven't we? Last year, we had people that we thought, you know, well, we're not sure how they're going to, you know, use their week, and it's been absolutely amazing. People have really engaged with them, and you know, we've been really surprised, and you know, pleasantly surprised, really. So,
in the first year, we had a friend of ours who took over it, and he ate and drank out entirely on recommendations from our followers. So it's kind of risky, I suppose, but he had a good time doing it, and he uncovered all these different places.
That's fantastic. If you could pick anybody, though, in Cheltenham to be sort of your dream curator, who would it be?
Oh, Tone Radio.
Fantastic answer, of course. Moving swiftly on. What lessons have you learned from your first year of doing Chelt 52?
I think that there's a lot more in this town than we ever realised. We both grew up here, and you know, there's a tendency you can fall into the trap of going to the same places or chain places, but there's so many independent businesses and organisations and charities. We've got a little bit of a focus this year really on charities, all the different causes. It's nice to be able to highlight a small localised charity to an audience of 10,000 people, because it helps spread their word. That's in essence what it is.
Yeah, it's also been nice to sort of celebrate local, you know, coming from the town, and you know, there are a lot of sort of national chains and things, but I suppose Chelt 52 really is about, you know, supporting local businesses and, you know, local people really.
Is a third, fourth, or even fifth year on the cards?
I think we'll keep doing it as long as people keep coming forward to take part. I don't really see why we would stop. It's not a great deal of work for us. The work for us is when we compile the list at the start of a year. After that, we are just the compare, if you like. We just hand over every Sunday night to the next person. So, yeah, we're happy to keep doing it as long as there's an interest.
And do you have any sort of slots remaining if any of our listeners want to apply themselves?
We've got a couple of slots right at the very end of the year, so sort of week 47 onwards in the lead up to Christmas. So there's about 5 weeks, 5 or so weeks left over. So, yeah, if people are looking to apply, then get in touch.
That's it. Fantastic. Thank you for joining me this evening.
That's right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.